death and life are two different things. Somebody takes the name of life and suddenly the thought comes into our mind that a person's working, walking, wandering around, going to work, sitting at home, going shopping, busy with the children, and he's occupied with various things, with his job, career. This is called a definition of a person who's alive. Yeah, he's walking around, wandering around. And death is such a word that when a person hears the word death, then suddenly the thought process changes that, oh, now his hands won't move, his body won't move, his eyes won't move, he won't be able to go to work, he won't be able to sit with his wife and children or speak and discuss about things. Rather, he's departed from this world. He's going into the grave. This is death. These are the thoughts that pass when we speak about death. So death and life, these two things, they run in parallel. But there's one such life that a person after death remains alive. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. People say he's dead, he's passed away, he has died, he's gone, he's finished, departed. But that is a unique life, that after death a person is still alive. بَلْ أَحْيَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala stated clearly that this will not be comprehended by you. How can this be? The person's died, he's gone into the grave, and he's still alive? How can he be alive? How? My brothers, there is life. Life, this is called the permanent life, forever and ever. And to attain this life, which is forever, then you have to give up the temporary life. Yeah? You have to give up the temporary life. That when a person, if he, for example, if he does away with this temporary life, for that life which is permanent, the life after death, then we know that that person will succeed after death as well. Now death is to come. So why don't we make ourselves alive beyond that? Why don't we get the permanent life? Permanent life. And how is that attained? Allah Ta'ala has prepared through this world that we're living in this life, that if a person, if he implements the actions that Allah Ta'ala has defined, that he has suggested to us, and we spend our life according to those deeds, then a person even after physical death remains alive forever and evermore. He's just transferred his location, that's it. His passport changes, subhanAllah. But his life just transfers to another abode. How foolish and stupid we are, us people, that we don't understand this point. That Allah Ta'ala, if He's given us amal, deeds, these are all for our benefit. The deeds are for our benefit. And there's one deed from all the deeds Allah has given to us. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allah guarantees. And that is the dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. Yeah? The remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, those who remember me, who do dhikr, their hearts are, they are what? Who are those people who do the dhikr of Allah? They are alive. And those who don't do dhikr, then despite being physically alive, they have passed away. They're dead. Isn't it? This is the case. So the dhikr of Allah is such an action that even when a person physically passes away, he remains alive. What is that life? Allah says, you cannot understand what life that is. You cannot understand. How Allah Ta'ala explains that, defines it. What a great, fantastic life that must be. The life forevermore. Permanent. What an easy path Allah Ta'ala has laid down for us. If we grab hold of this deed, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, if we're steadfast on it, regular on it, then my brothers, this life will become a good life here, and the life of the hereafter will be fantastic. I remember a brother now, an individual, it's coming to my mind, who belongs to our Jama'ah, our congregation. His name was Mustafa. 8 years ago, this was, I think, about 8-9 years ago. And he was an accountant, a chartered accountant, very capable man, very capable, and he came and he developed a connection. He was from Bangladesh. MashaAllah, he very quickly, the dhikr of Allah had an effect on him, a benefit on him. I was quite surprised myself that with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's blessings, spiritual improvement took place with him. In every case, the effect of dhikr, it showed his sincerity increased. Obviously, when you have this connection, then the love with the ustad, the teacher, also increases. This is also a sign of success, progress. So much love with me increased, his love for me increased, he started to have good love, good connection, muhabbat. We used to meet, and he'd say that, please just see me, that's enough for me, please forgive me. There was a little bit of restriction meeting in them days, it was difficult to meet, but he used to arrive. So he thought at some stage, maybe through a bayan, etc., he knew that I liked flowers, etc. So regularly, he'd send me a gift of flowers. He'd bring them himself, because, mashallah, he was aware about flowers and good plants. He knew about them according to the season. He was aware. He had connection. And the connection between me and him, obviously, it wasn't for the world, for the dunya. It was one reason, the love between me and him, or the love he had for me, or I had for him, and just like you individuals, and that is dhikr Allah. The remembrance of Allah. You continue to do dhikr, and my love for you increases. When you leave dhikr, then the love decreases. This is not the love for the dunya, is it? It's not the love of relationships or blood relationships. You're my uncle's son, or I'm your mamu's son, or I am this and that. This relationship, that blood relationship doesn't break, or maybe we'll meet in some wedding or function. No, this relationship is for the sake of Allah's name. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The person who has left Allah's name, then he's left me. Then our link, the connection breaks. The connection was made due to Allah's name. And if it's joint, connected, it joins in such a strong way that after this life, it will not break. Subhanallah. Very strongly, we're connected. All relationships will end. But mine and your relationship will never end, inshallah. This is Allah's tie. This is Allah's tie, the knot. That's why I stated, grab hold of it firmly. Muqaddas. Very auspicious connection. Grab hold of it firmly. So, obviously, with this nisbat connection, his love increased. Sometimes he'd bring flowers and present flowers. The point I'm going to explain to you is that he was at that time alive. And obviously, person is alive due to Allah's permission with the name of Allah. But one unique thing I saw, that how much sincerity in his grave, what will be his condition? Alhamdulillah. That he got cancer, the poor soul. And he wasn't that old. He developed cancer. It was sad news. And when a person has cancer, then he starts to, obviously, his health goes down. Eventually, he stopped seeing. I couldn't see him much. The meetings were less. Sometimes with difficulty he'd come, then he stopped coming. And from him, a gift, the final gift came. The bunch. So like it was a flower pot 8-9 years ago. I'm speaking about an incident 8-9 years ago. He said, give this to Hazrat. Maybe after this I will not be able to come. And I liked it. This so much. And please give this gift on my behalf. So a gift gives memories. 9 years have passed from my garden. All the flowers and the containers have gone. Wallahi, in every season, that flower is full of life, vibrant. Wallahi, I'm surprised. Allah, that what sort of flower is this? That the cold doesn't take away, nor the heat, nor the sun, nor the snow. It's totally in that same condition, prime, in its prime. Small flower pod. So here, I would like to request to you that with the connection, that if that flower has not died, then how can the individual, the human being, pass away and die? How can it be? It's apparent, visible, and look at the achievement. Look at the achievement. And I'm speaking about now, this day and age. Obviously, you sit here in the room, and then there's a plant in front of you. That time when I see the, then suddenly I remember Mustafa. Subhanallah. Straight away I remember his thought that, mashallah. And then the dua comes from the heart, and the memory is refreshed. So such a strong connection that from 9 years, morning and evening, I have the connection with him, the meeting with him. Subhanallah. Otherwise, many flowers, they come and go, they're just for a few days. Flowers, put them in the water, and there's written instructions, do this, do that, give it feed, subhanAllah. But some flowers, don't put no feed, no strength. The wali Allah keeps on looking, and they keep on strengthening, subhanAllah. Because their water is Allah, the name of Allah, the nisbat with Allah. So when this is the condition of flowers, that they don't pass away, they don't decompose, subhanAllah. I'm just giving an example. Then what about that man in whose hearts the name of Allah descends? My brothers, this is a great thing, the name of Allah, the dhikr of Allah. The people who do dhikr of Allah, he should never feel down, never lose hope. Life is a bit of a test for a human being. If there's no test, then how will you be promoted? Tell me. Tell me if there's no test. There's a test, then you have the exam, you have the studies, then you revise, then you have the examination, and then you have the result. For example, driving, you're learning to drive. Then when will you get the license? When you pass the test, the examination. Without passing, what can you do now? So to pass the exam, the driving test, you have to give the test. So life is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the test for us, different types of tests, challenges for our promotion, advancement. The angels don't have this. Allah gives one challenge, one difficulty, then another problem, then another distress, then another worry, then a fourth one, then a fifth one. This is Allah Ta'ala's ordains this. A point comes to my mind. The verse of the Quran, what does Allah Ta'ala say with regards to the people around you and the relatives and the tests? SubhanAllah. What Allah Ta'ala said? Imagine, SubhanAllah. Allah says, look, Allah Ta'ala says, be careful of one thing. Be careful, cautious, that your maal, wealth and awlad. The whole world is surrounded by this, isn't it? Maal and awlad. This is fitna. Fitna doesn't mean it's impure or a bad thing or shun it or do away with it. No, fitna means, the Mufassirin, the commentator said, this is a test for you, a challenge for you. What is it? It's ibadah. It's ibadah for you. Just like salah is ibadah, fasting is ibadah. So from these actions, you get promotions. After salah, what do you get? Promotion. After fasting, you get what? Promotion. After you read Quran, what do you get? Promotion. So Allah Ta'ala said that ibadah, these also ibadah, but one ibadah also, I'll give you additionally, Allah says, and that ibadah is what? What are, they are in the form of children, wealth, money. They'll be in the form of worldly things around you. These will be tests for you, trials for you. Challenges for you. You'll be tested. How? That for example, you got married to someone, a female, a sister, and getting married, having a wedding, children, you can't do this yourself. Who gives? Who gives? 99%. The interview I've taken from people, they say, the wife said, the man says, that we didn't want to get married to him. I don't know how I got married to him. Oh, I don't know how we got married, why we got married, how the connection was made. We don't know. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wedding, getting married, children, this is in Allah's control. Everything's in Allah's control. Everything's in Allah's choice, there's no doubt. But especially with regards to the partners, man and woman, Allah's put into the destiny that Allah wants you to test you through your wife or the wife through the husband. Allah gives someone a very severe woman, a severe wife. This is to try to give him a trial, a challenge, a test, or some children, difficult children, such offspring who are disobedient, who pester, who don't obey. So what happens here is that this is a test for the human being. What should he do? Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna Allaha inda la ajrun azim." That if you pass this test in the world, Subhanallah, yes, your marriage, your children, you pass the challenges, the trials, then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Because Allah is the one who's given this to you in the form of ibadah. And if you have sabr on this, if you're patient and you persevere, you don't complain, then Allah Ta'ala says that you will get the total ajr for this, inshaAllah. Total ajr. Yes, very quickly we get scared, or you know, we sort of start to shake and fear. Allah says, in Allah, ajrun adhim. Allah says, this is what we need to hear about. What? That for example, if I give you, Allah says, if I give you children or a wife, or a wife gets a difficult husband, now, what should be done? Is that if you complain about her or him to anyone, say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Yes? Oh, we go to the house, they don't ask. I go home, my wife doesn't ask about me, she's not grateful for me. This is a man, suddenly he says this. He meets his friend, says, "Oh, how are you today? I had an argument with my wife. She pesters me. She's difficult." And the women, they are worse in this. "Oh, my husband, he does this, he does that," etc. They do a lot of ibadah, the women. Tasbihat, tahajjud, different actions. But the real test, they're failing in that test. They're failing in that test. So this is ajrun azim. This is wasting ajr. When Allah gives you a trial, difficulty, when you complain, when you cry about it and lament about it and make that difficulty apparent, whether Allah has given you illness, problem, given you disobedient children, then don't complain, Allah says. Rather what? Allah says to complain. It's as if you are complaining to your Rabb. Rather what should you do? You should increase your strength, perseverance, and be grateful to Allah. Allah, whatever hal you've kept me in, I'm grateful to you. Allah says, totally, I will give you the thawab for this ibadah. Yes, a person gets status, level, rank. This is the principle of Allah. Look at this point. So we fail in this. Mostly we should understand that this is a great ibadah. This is also ibadah. Allah has given a very excellent ibadah. Very excellent form of worship. Now what happens is that we are insane human beings. And we still argue, quarrel, get angry. For that Allah Ta'ala said, yes, so what should we do then? Let's just control this. Control your nafs, your desires. Crush your desires. Crush your desires. Lessen your anger. How? How? With Allah's remembrance, with the dhikr of Allah. Take assistance, help to decrease your deficiencies and your shortcomings. Because there's a limit to rudeness. When a person gets angry, he's rude with his mother, with his sister. In other words, with his mother and father. Today the hal is the child stands and swears at the mother. Swears at the father. Says bad things to the parents. He'll pray salah, he'll do umrah, do hajj, and he'll do this as well. Look at the conditions. Why? Because they failed with this subject. With this subject, they failed with the physical ibadat. So what is this? Insan, human being, should look inside him, should strengthen himself, enable himself, empower. When shaitan comes, swear this person, be stop. That what's the level? Who am I speaking to? This is my mother. Allah Ta'ala said about the mother, don't even say, oof. This is my father. Don't say anything. Don't reply to him. Don't answer back. Quran tells me. So why does anger come inside me? Why do I want to swear at him? Why do I want to say bad to him? Most definitely, this is a wild animal instinct that's inside me. So straight away, immediately, I need to have two reactions. Now, reaction number one is to turn to Allah. Tubu ila Allah. Yes? And do istighfar in abundance. And second factor, do wudu straight away. And do du'as to Allah. Pray to Allah. Du'a is a great power. Du'a is a great power to eliminate this feeling. Du'a is a great, great power. Allah save me. Shaitan's come inside me. Anger's come inside me. I'm doing wrong actions that you dislike. I'm doing dhulam. I'm oppressing my life. That you will make me blind and you'll destroy me, you'll make me disabled, you'll make me a loser in the world. Allah save me, Ya Allah save me. And you say that straight to inside you, coolness will come. Coolness will come. So these are feelings, emotions that fluctuate within us, that force us to do bad. These are tests for us, oh my brothers. These feelings, these emotions, Raju ila Allah. Do dhikr of Allah, focused with Allah. Remember Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that you... If you don't waste your reward when we start to fight, quarrel with a wife, taking revenge, or she's done something wrong, we start saying bad to her, then what will happen to us? The ajr will be wasted. The reward will be wasted. The reward I don't want to give will go. In other words, the wife will go and complain about her husband to others. She will waste her ajr. Ah, there's such women who've passed. Subhanallah. I can give you examples. Some I've seen myself. One individual came to me, subhanallah, in the khanqah. And he cried a lot. He got bayah, did tawbah, then after some days he was with me. And he was crying quite a lot, crying. What's the reason? He said that I have committed a big sin continuously in my life. After dhikr, I've realized, I've turned to Allah. I said, what? He said, with my wife, I used to do a lot of dhulam, oppress my wife, injustice. And then I corrected myself. I said, this is such a topic. I said, is it? Why are you crying then if you did dhulam? Why are you regretting now? This regretting is from one thing he said. He said a deep, unique point he said. He said, I regret one thing. That all life long, my wife, I've done dhulam, I've oppressed her. But But until today, until the time I've come here, I can say to you that she served me so much that I cannot imagine. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. If only if there was no barrier of the Ghair Mahram, then I would have met her and asked her to do dua for me. I would have done ziyara. But Ghairam, she's for me. This is wrong then, isn't it? But what a great quality. I said, what you should do is that all life long, you should do istighfar, you should serve her, you should ask her forgiveness, and then old age came. Such women, they are there. That she could have gone home, she could have run off and complained. She said, no, Allah has given me, you to me as a husband, you can do as much dhulm as you want, but I'm going to serve you. Allah is going to give ajr. Allah has promised He will give me ajr for this. Subhanallah. So this is ibadah. This is worship. Brothers, this ibadah, a person who attains this ibadah, he becomes great. From these ibadah, he becomes a great person. Yes, and a person crushes his desires within him. But you have to prepare for that. You have to prepare the soil for that. Promise, inshallah, after today, you will control these things. Do dua to Allah, turn to Allah with the dhikr of Allah. Allah, please decrease this bad quality of mind inside me. This ibadah is always in front of us, this opportunity. And in all forms and all different types, Allah has put these ibadah in our homes with the women, with the men. For the women, look, they're so simple for them to earn paradise. That if she grabs this ibadah, worship a woman, she doesn't backbite against her husband, she doesn't complain about her husband, she perseveres, she's patient, she doesn't do anything, whatever hal she is in. Why? For this reason. And she doesn't say anything, do anything, she doesn't have to break tahajjud, doesn't have to do nafal ibadah, leave all of everything. Just grab this ibadah. That whatever hal I'm in, Allah, the husband you give me, I'm grateful to you, whatever circumstances come in front of me. That, have you ever seen a woman in your life like this? Have you? They are the waliyas, the friends of Allah. This is the ibadah Allah Ta'ala wants from the woman. Allah said, this is for you. A great, easy route. And the women, they sometimes have perseverance and they are stronger, but women are very weak. And this is the greatest about the woman. Never complain about your husband. You are nikah, you're married, you go into his home, that's it. Sharia line is open. You've got ways out if you want. If it goes towards divorce, that route is there, that option is there, that Sharia laws, principles, that yes, that can happen. That's a separate topic. But this situation that we're talking about, that living with the husband, with the family, and living alongside the husband, and on top of that, backbiting against him, saying bad about him, then all your ibadah is burnt and wasted. And eliminated. Be happy. Allah has given me a great ibadah worship, that always, every second, that I have to pass by this worship every day. I get sworn at, and he doesn't follow what I say, he's against me, he does dhulam against me. Be happy. And no complaints, alhamdulillah. No complaints. And to create this emotion, if this emotion comes to you, then to do this, to develop this, do dhikr kathir, to develop this ruju ila Allah. Focus to Allah, do du'as that Allah, that please keep me steadfast on this path. Dhikr of Allah is a great asset, my friends, as I was saying. The dhikr is such an asset after passing away, a person still alive. He's kept alive. That example I gave to you, Mustafa Saab, who, his flower that he gave are still alive. Then imagine what a great life he must be passing at the moment, mashallah. In this majlis, we have mentioned him, praised him, alhamdulillah. What a great, great, after 9 years, yes, very few people are mentioned after many years, but today he's being mentioned, and mashallah, what a human being he was. Yes, if you give hadiyah, giving, taking, presents, receiving, this happens in the world, person gives and takes, but subhanallah, some people inside them, what nisbat connection they have, what love they have a strong connection, what a strong connection must have with Allah. So, I will show you that flower is totally the same way, full, vibrant of life, no effect of any season or climate or weather, no negative effect. So may Allah Ta'ala make us the dhakireen who do dhikr of Allah, give us ikhlas, sincerity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina mursaleen, shafi'il mursaleen, da'wa yaseen, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Sahib-ul-Fahmi-ul-Yahud-ul-Mahud. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات احتاجاتنا يا ذا المرجات فضلاتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرضانا يا شافي الأمراض اشف اللهم اغفر لنا في بدنه اللهم اغفر لنا في سنه اللهم اغفر لنا في قصرنا لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهم معكم ورب اجعلني سكينا يا الله تب لنا فضلكم سامع لبلاءكم واغفر لنا يا الله تب لنا كرم فرما لي يا الله مصطفى صاحب تو بخشش فرما لي یا اللہ ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما یا اللہ ان کی قبر کو میرے مولا جنت کی کھیری بنا دے یا اللہ ان کے حشر مشائخ نقش مندی کے ساتھ ان حشر فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ تمام ہمارے ساتھی اس دنیا سے جا چکی میرے مولا ان سب کے درجات کو بلند فرما یا مولا یا اللہ تمام مومنین مولا کی بخشش فرما تمام مسلمان کی بخشش فرما تمام امت کی بخشش فرما صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.